You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM.
Against the Grain Theatre and University of Toronto Opera are presenting This Is Prophetic. Now, this is an evening of contemporary opera scenes performed by the participants of a two-week summer modern intensive training program.
Ooh.
These performances are taking place this Wednesday and Thursday night at the Macmillan Theatre, Edward Johnson Building at the U of T. And with us to talk about it is Against the Grain's Theatre's artistic director.
Joel's here.
Joel Ivany. Sorry about that, Joel. No. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you both.
It's good to see you too.
Boy, great to have you.
You have been one busy dude this summer.
It's been a busy summer, but a good summer, and a lot of music making, a lot of sunshine, mm-hmm. and a lot of heat, so
yes.
It's good.
So you were in Banff, and then you went right into U of T in this and Against the Grain's program.
Kind of, pretty much, yeah. It's a thing where I'm very thankful and grateful for the time that I'm able to spend at Banff and mm-hmm. at Banff Center for Arts and Creativity with the participants of the program there, but mm-hmm. We wanted to kind of do something different in the city of Toronto for perhaps those who can't either make it all the way up to Banff or are in Toronto, and sure. to bring a little bit of opera to the summer in Toronto.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Now, tell us about this intensive. I mean, boy, talk about intensive. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
mounting all this.
Exactly. We started it last summer as a trial where we spent 1 week providing coaching, lessons, master classes, and sort of roundtable talks with singers mm-hmm. to just sort of get the pulse of what the climate of opera is in Canada now and mm-hmm. sort of around the world. And it went incredibly well. So we partnered with U of T Opera, who have an incredible amount of facilities where they are,
sure.
and said, do you think we could kind of stretch this and maybe introduce some staging and production value? And so they were extremely excited to partner, and I'm a graduate of the opera school there.
Sure.
So it seemed like a very natural fit. And but it is intense because of on top of all that personal development and headshots and aria recordings, we have a whole evening of staged contemporary opera scenes.
So how many singers are involved in this?
So we have 21 singers. We have a faculty of about 8 international singing teachers, and then pianists, and then working with Michael Albano and Sandra
sure.
Horst as well. So
yeah. It's a fabulous team.
Who chose the rep?
Sandra, Michael, and I kind of had a big sit down and kind of went through a lot of the repertoire. We tried to pick things that were written after 1900.
Okay.
And so we looked at, inevitably it fell on the 40s later, but composers like classics like Benjamin Britten, but also Thea Musgrave, John Corigliano, mm. John Adams. Mm-hmm. We were performing a scene from Rufus Wainwright's opera. So it's kind of a little bit of everything, and
sure.
kind of a lot of these operas only had perhaps one or two performances,
mm-hmm.
And so we're able to kind of dive in and grab the kind of heart of what it is and mm-hmm. kind of present it on stage.
Now, do you ask all these singers to come prepared with this repertoire, or do you already cast it before they get there?
Yeah, that's kind of the classical opera way of, in terms of, here's your music, if you come learned, we'll see how much we can do. And
right.
they came incredibly prepared, and I tell you, there's a hunger now for not just opera but contemporary works, and everyone mm. I think wants as much sort of experiences as they can get, mm. and both, you know, the classical sort of larger proscenium stage works, but also these more intimate experiences. And mm-hmm. so we're kind of in a hybrid, being on stage at Macmillan Theatre, which is a huge space.
Huge.
But we have the audience sitting on stage with the performers.
Oh, really?
And so it's going to be kind of...
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I think it's great that the singers do arrive with the music, and you'd want to, so that you can get off the page and listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, that's the trickiest part, especially with music where you may not have a recording to listen to,
yeah.
or in some ways, hopefully, that's very freeing for their interpretation, because they're mm-hmm. not basing it off of anyone they've either mm-hmm. heard or seen on YouTube. And so it's a fresh thing, and they get to kind of inhabit it and own it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you've got all these scenes and 21 singers all in 1 week, I mean, in terms of the staging.
Yeah.
How is that possible? I can't even fathom it.
It takes a great team. And so we have, again, a typical day, we'd have sort of a master class in the morning, and then we'd divide up into different rooms, and Michael would be staging in one room, I'd be staging in the other one while lessons are happening. And so we have an incredible scheduler, and that kind of keeps it all going. And it's, we chose the right word. It is very intense, but
yes.
there are sort of they're up for it, and that's why they're here. And so they all performed at an opera pub we did last week, and so their energy is boundless.
Okay, so these singers are singing all day. Now, do you let them mark and take it down the octave or sing softly so that they have their chops for the evening?
Yeah, we try to encourage that as much as we can. What's interesting with younger singers as well is some of them don't necessarily even know how to mark, and
yes.
So we're able to throughout the day sort of take these teaching opportunities to say, okay, let's push pause here and talk about what is marking, how do you do it? Let's take that idea into the practice room with your teachers here and sort of talk about what marking is and how do you either sing with energy but not lose your voice at the same time.
For sure. And I saw that Miriam Khalil, your wife, is part of the team, and what a wonderful experience to have her there.
It's great. She's got a lot of sort of nuggets of wisdom from performing and experience that way. And so her with Karen Cargill, who again just left to go sing at the Edinburgh Festival.
Fabulous.
Heidi Melton is another incredible singer. So it's kind of they're passing on their knowledge of what this is and then also giving tips on how to, in theory, sing better. So
now, is this going to become an annual thing?
That's the thing that we're kind of, with Against the Grain, we're kind of flexible in terms of we can adapt and change. And so in theory, we'd love to see, you know, to keep on the personal development, but also see if we could introduce maybe a further full-fledged opera. That's something, again, it's a beautiful theater at Macmillan Theater. Mm-hmm. And so that's, we're hoping it will be a yearly thing.
And if it is, this is my two-part question. If it is, how do you choose the singer? How can people get your notice? Say, hey, I'd like to do this.
Yeah, that's we had a call to apply and again received almost 100 applications to do this. It just kind of shows that there's a lot of incredible singers out there and it's very difficult. And again, we're just trying to provide as many opportunities as we can. And so atgtheater.com is where sort of our season, but also things like this are kind of announced. And that's where.
Cool.
And what do you hope that, I mean, it's entitled This is Prophetic. And so what do you hope that the singers leave with?
I hope that they leave with a feeling of accomplishment, that they've done something that they set out to do. I hope that they leave with a better idea of contemporary opera and that they can, I don't know, in some ways there's this myth that you can't sing contemporary.
It's scary.
Or that it's scary and difficult, whereas you count the same and it's the same beats and you sing the same words. So it's kind of demystifying what new opera can be for them. And then sort of leaving with a better toolbox for attacking whatever they're going to encounter, whether it's young artist program, auditions, or stuff like that.
And if they do make it through, I mean, kudos to them. Write that down. I did it in 2 weeks.
Exactly. It's impressive.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Really.
And they had a chance to work with you and great professionals, and you're having such fabulous success now. I'm very happy for you, Joel.
Thank you so much.
And Against the Grain Theater. Thanks so much for coming in. All the best this week.
Thank you.
And kudos to those singers, boy. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
We've been talking with the artistic director of Against the Grain Theater, Joel Ivany. Against the Grain and the U of T are hosting This is Prophetic this week, Wednesday and Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. at the Macmillan Theater, Edward Johnson Building, University of Toronto. For tickets, go to atgtheater.com. Thanks, Joel.